Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Survey says, that's right, the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. And many have recommended to withdraw just 4% each year from your investments to avoid running out. But did you know that this strategy could cause you to run out of money? Clear your schedule for the next hour as I unveil how this 4% rule could cause you to run out of income in retirement. Good morning, I'm David Hollander, your host, and this is PYA Radio. Stands for Protect Your Assets. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the jingle? People call me the Sandman. And that's because I help them sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions right here on KMBR each week. And that's because I have run a financial firm for over 25 years and I am a practicing attorney. We're live in the studio right now out of our home office. Thank you for listening all this time from home. It's certainly different, challenging, but nevertheless, we are here. If you have a question, maybe something come up and you just want to know what you should do with an investment, maybe someone passed away in your family and you want to know what you're required to do, anything like that, give us a call, 808-5627. Again, you know the number. It's 808-KNBR. Or you can always tweet me a question. I love getting those during the week and I'm happy to respond back to you. At PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. So I was just talking about this recent survey that says that the number one fear of retirees today is running out of money in retirement. Would you step foot on an airplane if the pilot told you there's an 86% chance that you'll land safely? I don't think so. So one of the traditional rules we came across quite frequently, actually, is something called this 4% rule, where each year you take 4% from your investments to avoid running out of money during your lifetime. Well, this strategy could be very dangerous because if you follow it, it's possible to actually run out of money in retirement. And that's why you need to listen to the entire show today, because we're going to discuss what's called the 4% rule. And if you're planning your retirement, don't end up in regret. Stay with us for the entire episode as we share how the 4% rule could literally ruin your retirement. Now, listen, I'd be willing to bet that if you got on an airplane and the pilot told you there's an 86% chance that you're going to land safely, you'd probably turn right back around and get off that plane, wouldn't you? Yet, get this, many people who are in retirement or about to enter retirement are told to follow these outdated rules of thumb all the time. And what I'm talking about is the 4% rule for withdrawing money. And they don't realize that they're running the risk of literally running out of money. And why this is so important right now is, as you know, the market's pulled back and people are still having to pay their bills. So if you aren't familiar with the 4% rule, it says this. It says that retirees won't run out of money as long as they withdraw approximately 4% from their portfolio. Of course, you got to adjust it for inflation every year. And this rule was created in the 1990s, and it was based on the stock and bond returns over a 50-year period of time from 1926 through 1976. And it made sense for many people at that time, and it did hold up for a while. But times have certainly changed right now, right? It's completely different. And does that change affect your investing? Well, let's look at the 4% rule, because for one thing, the 4% rule came about when interest rates were way higher. In fact, I remember back then having a talk this week with one of our clients about 1994 and some of the tax-free bonds we were getting back then. We were getting 6, 7% tax-free bonds back then. Can you believe that? I mean, if you got 6 or 7% tax-free right now, California tax-free bond, I mean, wouldn't you just say game over? Thank you very much. Of course you would. And back then, rates were much higher. In fact, you could get from a treasury 5, 6%. Now, I'm sure you saw that yesterday, the 10-year treasury is just barely above 60 basis points, so less than 1%. I mean, talk about a difference. And right now with the Fed essentially with their foot on the accelerator, that's obviously not going to change for some time, because what the Fed has done is they've essentially put a put on the stock market. They just said, look, we're throwing all this capital at this market. And that's that. So, of course, rates react to that. And really the only thing that will change that scenario is, again, if the markets get back to normal and economic activity continues. And we all know that's going to be some time off. Just is. So it's not going to happen tomorrow. So that means that many folks who are investing for retirement or who are in retirement right now, we're seeing this a lot. They're looking for stocks to make their money. And because of that, they've taken on more risk, which, of course, is coming home to roost right now when the markets are certainly as volatile as they've been. So this type of strategy could work out while the market's doing well, even if there's an occasional dip. But if your plan is to withdraw 4% from your retirement account every year, and there is a drop like we've just seen, suddenly you could be taking 4% out of a portfolio that's been cut by a third or maybe even half. And perhaps you heard the survey I was reading earlier from many of the VCs who were saying that really this could go on for another year. And you also heard the statistic about the bottom. And so while the biggest group said it was in April, which it actually wasn't, it was in March at this point, May and the summer still presents that drop again if things don't open up as quickly as the market would like to see it. So right now we are in a bear market. Of course, you know that if you're just retiring now or you are early in retirement and continue withdrawing the same amount, you have to sell more stocks right now than you used to get the same income that you need on a monthly basis to pay your bills. Now, what is that called? We have a term for that in our industry. Perhaps you've heard it. It's called the death spiral. Doesn't that sound ominous? The death spiral? And of course, that's because even if the market eventually recovers, your portfolio might not. And so you may have to reduce your withdrawals and, of course, your lifestyle, because if you don't, you could risk running out of money. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say if the 4% rule worked all these years, why won't it work in the future? You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com.
Survey says Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And I know the financial investing world can be so complex. It's intimidating. So much so that people just get frozen and they do nothing, or they end up making some pretty bad mistakes. So the good news is it doesn't have to be that way, especially if you have information as a solution to your problem. So today we're talking about this 4% rule and what the survey says. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say. So this is one of my favorite ones. I see this all the time. So this is what they say. They say that if the 4% rule has worked all this time, and we're talking, you know, almost 20 years, well, why won't it work for the future? Why? Well, the 4% rule is over 20 years old, and a lot's changed since then. And years ago, a top retirement researcher wrote about the difference between the market environment when the 4% rule was created and now. And so if you missed any of that, we talked about the specifics of that last segment. But I want to get into this article, because this is what people always point at. Well, Wade Fowle said, yeah, of course. Well, listen to this. So it's been more than 7 years since Wade Fowle's article, one of the top experts in retirement research. And he wrote a column for MarketWatch urging readers to say goodbye to the 4% rule. In it, Fowle suggested that the rule, quote, which is more of a theory really, made too many assumptions based on old numbers that didn't necessarily translate to modern markets or modern investors. And then a few months later in 2013, you had Fowle and fellow retirement specialist Michael Fink and David Blanchett publish this study. Maybe you read this. The 4% rule is not safe in a low yield world. And so that one went into more evidence demonstrating why advisors who base their clients' withdrawal plans on historical data really could be making a big mistake. So since then, the topic has been debated all over the place. I hear this come up now pretty much once a year. And then I also hear from clients all the time who have advisors that say, hey, the 4% rule is just great. But I'm here to say I don't believe it. I don't believe the 4% rule should be something that everybody should follow. Because I think as you look into the details of what's going on, particularly right now, you should use it as a guideline, if anything. A guideline, that's it. A starting point for determining what's the best for your situation. It's definitely not a hard and fast rule that fits everybody. Because certainly, it depends, obviously, on your situation. So I still hear this from people as they come in and talk to us virtually, because that's how we're doing it now. We're doing Zoom meetings where we get to see your favorite feline friend or your favorite buddy. Met a super cool German Shepherd last week. But in any event, you know, these are interesting times. So, but I'm still hearing this. I'm hearing from clients and people who just have questions and want to talk that they're still following this pattern and they've never really questioned it. And I just want you to just step back for a second, because some of the facts that have been come forth through studies like these talk about the safety of the 4% withdrawal strategy. And it really depends on your asset returns. What are those assumptions being based on? The return of your accounts, right? And everyone's account is a little bit different. So the first thing you have to do is figure out what is your return. Next, as we know, most accounts have declined as of late. And you add to that right now where rates are today. Where are they right now? The 10-year treasury yesterday, again, below 0.7. It's in the sixes, so 0.60. It's like 60 basis points, 62, 63. It's moving around daily, as we've seen. Not much, but it's right in that range. So rates are way lower than they've been before. And when you start to calibrate a bond's return to match how long you're going to hold it to duration. I talked about that in the first segment. If you missed any of my market segment, you got to listen to my podcast. I do a market recap right there. It's quick. It's easy. It's a podcast, pyaradio.com. Please tell your friends about it. Share it. But I'm just telling you right now, that podcast, I talked about maturity and duration, how the Fed now is throwing money at LQD and JNK, and what that means, and how you should think about it. And that's an analysis you need to perform as you start to look at this. But just get this, reading the survey again, when you look at these numbers, because that's what they're doing, they're using real numbers to figure it out. They found that if you use this historical data and adjust it to these times, you're looking at a 57% failure rate. And I don't know about you, but that's a big chance to take, isn't it? I mean, do you want to take that kind of chance? Heck no. So that's why it's really important that as you get into this, as you start to dissect your plan, your specific plan, not your neighbors, not your friends. I can't tell you how many times we hear that. Well, my neighbor does this and my neighbor does that. And oh, my neighbor who's a really good stock investor, he's been doing it forever. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't know your situation. And I know you want to tell him a little bit about it, but you don't tell him all the details. And I'm sure he's not looking at your tax return. Probably didn't even know how to think about that. So all I can tell you is 57% number is not good. And that is a statistic that's out there. And that translates to today. So right now we're going to take a quick break. But when I come back, what's the key to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement? I have the answer for you. It's coming up next. Always pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. All you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com.
Gotta hit the drop. There we go. Okay. Hope you're listening to this on 104.5. You get the FM power base there. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Wow, and isn't the name of our show right now so volatile and apparent? Because we're protecting you. Even when people are getting furloughed and we're still locked down for a while. Wow. It's been interesting. Anyway, that reminds me, if you missed any of today's show, any of it all, we do these great podcasts, and you got to check them out. It's at pyaradio.com, and we break them up into a couple different pieces, so they're really easily digestible. In fact, they go by really quick. So if you want to share some great content, if you missed any of what we said today and you just want to catch back up, pyaradio.com. And if you like it, please share it with a friend. I really appreciate that. Now, given the current circumstances, we are doing these things called virtual workshops. Maybe you've heard about that. And you can attend one of these right on your own computer in your house. In fact, I do this from my laptop at my kitchen table. And this Thursday at 3:30, back by popular demand, this was one of my most popular ones I've ever done. I think we had like over 100 people come to this. It was a estate planning. So we have some really good stories in there about like kids, you know, trying to take money from their parents. And then we've got like these bad boyfriends and the wives you don't like and all this kind of stuff. We talk about it, and we talk about how you can protect your kids and your spouses and all these people you care about from bad things happening maybe always things you always wanted to know and maybe were afraid to ask. But anyway, we're going to get into that. So if you want to come to that, again, this is absolutely free, then go to our registration site right now. You can go to PYA Events, PYAEvents.com. You can click on the register button right there, and you can invite all your friends too. And we'll see you on Thursday. It'll be a webinar at 3:30 talking about estate planning. And I know you've been listening to me on the radio forever, or how long it's been, I don't know. And that's a great way to see me virtually. So finally we can actually look at each other and talk to each other. It's kind of a cool thing. If you're not computer literate and you need some help, then just give us a call. 866-PROTECT right now. 866-PROTECT right now. We got a lot of our employees who are answering the phone, and they can help you get set up and then help you get in there. Now, I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Elaine Gong, David Mastardi, Pam Fields, and Ellen Coors. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a great birthday. I know it's been challenging times, but I think, hey, my birthday was kind of exciting during this time, and I hope yours will be too, because the families are just getting really creative, aren't they? Particularly if your kids are with you. It's been a lot of fun. So anyway, I hope you have a great birthday. So today we've been talking about this 4% rule, and it's been something. I mean, this has really been a hot debate, and we're sharing how the 4% rule could literally ruin your retirement. And so I know that if you were about to get on an airplane and someone said to you, hey, and the pilot, right? You get on the plane, right? As you get on, he greets you and he says, or she, and they say, hey, it's an 86% chance we're going to land safely. You'd say, see ya, Val. I'm off. I'm not flying this plane. So when you start hearing statistics like that, you start hearing the statistics I just talked about in the last segment, 57%, etc., you realize that this 4% rule of thumb is pretty dangerous. And what I'm talking about is running out of income in retirement. So the key that I've found to a consistent retirement, one that you don't run out of money, is by creating buckets of income that when you turn them on are very likely to not run out of money. Now, what am I talking about? First of all, I'm talking about stopping the dollar cost ravaging. What I mean by that is when you use the 4% rule, you're essentially dollar cost ravaging. You notice I'm not saying averaging, I'm saying ravaging, because the strategy you use to contribute to your 401k, which is called dollar cost averaging, gets put on its head. In fact, now you're starting to take money out of your account. And with interest rates way lower right now and looking like they're going to be that way for a while, and markets lower now, you end up selling positions, and that forces you to have less in the market, and that forces you to have less later in life when you need it. So it's a great time right now to put the stop button on and to look at your strategy and to figure out how can I create income that I can't outlive. Now, again, there's a couple vehicles out there that can do that. One of them, which happens to be something that I use, is called a fixed indexed annuity. Now, a fixed indexed annuity is fixed. So it has no market risk. The only risk you have is the claims paying ability of that insurance company. So you got to do your homework on that. But those sort of ideas can pay you income for as long as you live. Even if you run out of money, you will still get your check every month. And some of them have an inflation rider in them. So if the markets start to go back up again, which again, if you listen to my market segment at the beginning, had a really good segment there, we talked about this. It's likely, according to these surveys that are out there, that you're going to have increased income because the market's going up. If your income's tied to, say, an index, and the index goes up, then so will your income. So as you build these strategies, make sure you have buckets that pay you. Now, we had a question on Twitter. Should I make a new bucket for viruses? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Maybe you mean through this virus crisis. Maybe if it's another year, what sort of cash should you be using to fund that? Great question. And yeah, you should. You should have cash or income or things you could sell right now to pay your bills And then with the rest of it, that's what you put into other buckets. Okay? And again, if there's another virus and this goes on, again, yes, you have strategies. You do a 3-year strategy, a 5-year strategy, a 10-year strategy. It's all part of your plan. And as these buckets mature, then that cash is available to live off of. If you've added into that, say, an indexed annuity or withdrawals from a life insurance policy maybe that you've had a long time, those sort of things will help buffer when the markets react negatively. You can also use alternative investments as well. These are things that we do, marrying CDs and notes together with banks, where you can get upside of the market, certainly have risk and volatility and all that, and you want to read the prospectuses before you look at anything like this. But there's other things you can do. And remember, you can always ask me a question anytime at PYA Radio on Twitter, anytime at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So listen, if you need help, we can help develop a strategy that can help maximize the income that you're looking for. We'll also minimize taxes, because remember, we have a CPA, the tax man, on staff. And we can manage the long-term value of your buckets of money, your investments, to make sure that they mature and that they're on track. Because if you're at retirement or you're nearing retirement, then your income strategy has to involve looking at Social Security and how you're going to draw on that, how you're going to take money out of your 401k as it becomes available. If you have stock plans, maybe you have pensions, all those things you have to look at together. And then we'll help you do that. I'd like to give a big thanks to the entire team for putting together another show. It's not easy from home, but they did a great job. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course all my fabulous producers back there, Claire, Phil, and Felicia, answering the phone. Thank you guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Just make sure you have your mask on.
Mr. Sandman. All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio
or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information
provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent
number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.